Well, coming up later this week, we're going to celebrate Easter just a touch early and do it in a spring fashion. We've got the Produce in the Park Spring Celebration Farmers Market coming up here this Easter weekend on Friday, April 15th. Should be an opportunity for folks to pick up some good stuff and maybe set the table for your Easter holiday as you get all those family and friends over here this weekend. Brigham Hoig is with us here this morning on the phone. She's market manager for Produce in the Park, and she's going to share with us some of the fun stuff and the good stuff we can find. Brigham, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jim.
Is the Spring Celebration Market lining up to be a good one?
It is. We have had so much fun with these holiday markets, and we've had good local food through the winter, but it's really fun that we're getting to spring, and we're going to, you know, be able to add some more of these springtime foods. We've got Brimco Farm is bringing their fresh microgreens that they've been growing in their greenhouse this spring. We've got more produce from Bridgewater Farm this time of year. And then we get to do all the holiday fun stuff, like all the sweet treats and goodies and things for Easter baskets and Easter desserts too. So it's, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great holiday market.
You bet. Well, before we get too far down the road here today, too, I also want to share about something, too. As we sit here on this Wednesday morning, you have just a couple of days until we get here, but today is the last day to pre-order some of those items that need pre-ordering. So do you want to shoot that information at us?
Yes, absolutely. So really midnight tonight. 11:55 p.m. is what I've been telling folks. We're going to stop taking pre-orders. And we have, like, gosh, I want to say over 20 of our 25 vendors are offering pre-orders, but there are a couple that are only offering products by pre-order. And one of those is customer favorite Miss Nini's Fine Desserts. So she makes those gourmet cheesecakes, pies. She's got a flourless chocolate torte available, new for this market. So if you want to pre-order any of this or information on any of the pre-ordering options, visit the website. That's www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Spell out every word. And you know what? If folks have any trouble, give me a call. My number for the market manager is 712-249-5870.
Okay, very good. Now, Miss Nini isn't the only vendor that's doing the pre-order thing. There are others, too. But can they find that information online, too?
Yes. Yep. If you go to our website, again, it will list all the vendors that are accepting pre-orders and where exactly to go to place those pre-orders. I will say, Jim, we have like 16 of our vendors that are offering pre-orders are offering it through our Produce in the Park online store that you get to through our website. So it makes it really slick. You can buy from 16 of those vendors and just pay one time at checkout. After you place your pre-orders, you can either walk into the market on Friday in person and pick them up, or, you know, you can do our drive-through option. If you want to just come to the community center and pull on around back, we'll stop you and ask for your name and bring you out your pre-order.
Very good. Well, I know with some of the supply chain issues we've seen here recently around the area that, you know, it's frustrating if you go in specifically looking for something in a store and you can't find it. So this is a way to avoid that.
Absolutely. And, like, you know, people have, like, maybe their favorite dessert, or they've got, you know what, I want to be sure that I'm going to be able to get this specific meat item from my favorite meat vendor. And I say, hey, play it safe and just put a pre-order in on that.
There you go. See, we've got you covered every which way going. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what we're going to see there, because this is coming up now on Friday. It's a late afternoon, early evening. It's Friday, April 15th from 3 until 7 p.m., just in time to get some of those last-minute Easter things taken care of. But you've got food items, baked goods. You've got things for the inside and the outside. You've got a lot of stuff covered.
We do. We've got all sorts of vendors at this market. Yes, so the first thing you think of with farmers market is the local produce and the local food, so we've definitely got that. Bridgewater Farm, a big hit with their organic produce, meat, and eggs. We've got Brimco Farm with meat, eggs, those microgreens I talked about, honey, granola. Noble Provisions is another beef and pork vendor. I'm really proud of all the local meat we've got at our markets. That's a pretty awesome thing. We've got some more local honey, jams, jellies, and syrups. In our baked goods category, you might be familiar with Kringle Man out of Elkhorn. He's a customer favorite at our market. We're also welcoming Lavender Lamb, who does hand-painted Danish shortbread cookies and more, and they will be joining us for the first time at this market. So I expect some really pretty decorated Easter cookies from them. We've got Ruthie's Bakery, and she is bringing us some homemade bread, including dinner rolls, which has been a common customer request at our markets that we haven't been able to offer yet. So we're pretty excited to have Ruth bringing those dinner rolls. Sometimes people want to know if you can eat at our market. Can I get dinner to go on Friday night? You know, am I trying to get to church and whatnot? Yes, we've got A-Town Smoke Shack with barbecue and the Pomodoro Fresh Italian food truck that we've had at our market. So you can grab Italian food or barbecue to go. One other thing I should note about the Italian food. If you want to, they offer take and bake meals, which, you know, busy Easter weekend, maybe you want to spend time doing Easter egg hunts on Saturday and just come home and pop something in the oven so you don't have to do much work Saturday night. Those take and bake meals are pre-order only. You can still walk up to the food truck and buy a meal there on site that night, but if you want to pre-order a take and bake meal, it's only available pre-order. So that's some of our food options, Jim. Do you want me to keep on sharing some other things we've got at the market?
You are on a roll. Let's just keep going.
Okay, perfect. So we've got a number of artists and craft vendors, and that's one thing that's been really fun about markets, is we've got more craft and artist vendors than we usually do at our summer market. So we've got, let's see, goat milk, soaps, and lotions is always a popular thing at our farmers markets, but we've got the candles, the freshies for the car, we've got a couple different jewelry vendors, a couple different wood art and craft vendors that, you know, make some really nice stuff like a cutting board. We've got a number of artists. Sarah Selders often sings for us during the summer at Produce in the Park, and she actually used to do some face painting for us too. So she's a multi-talented artist, but she is bringing her artwork to this market. And it's just really fun to get to talk to her and see another side of her artistic side. And Studio Samantha is another artist out of Audubon, actually. She moved there recently and has some really interesting prints and other cool stuff. So you don't want to miss all the artwork and beauty products that we've got at the market. The last category that we have, because it is springtime, is we've got a couple of vendors that are offering plants for your home garden. So Rolling Acres Farm is going to be there selling starter plants that can go out at this cold time of year. So Denise is just going to have a couple of herbs and flowers. But, you know, stop by her table, pick those up that can withstand this cold temperature, and then learn more about what she's selling later this year. And Brimco Farm is doing a cool program they started last year called Lawn to Lunch. And what you do is you pay to join them, and then Emily and Nathan do these cool weekly videos and give you other tutorials on how to turn a section of your lawn into a garden. And they give you all the starter plants and seeds needed and teach you how to identify what's a weed and what's the plant you want growing. So it's a really cool program, and Emily will be selling sign-ups for that program at this market as well.
Wow. We've got a lot of things covered for just about everyone, guys and girls.
Yes. Yes, we've got a ton of good stuff.
Very good. And again, lots of things going on there, 3 to 7 p.m. Again, that's this Friday, April 15th. It's at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. And again, I want to hit this hard again, since today is the last day to get those pre-orders in. They still have time, but they need to get after it, right?
Yes, optional pre-ordering due tonight by midnight. That's Wednesday night. Visit www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Fill out every word. That's our website. And visit there for information on pre-ordering.
Okay. Are they prepaying at that time then too?
Yes. Actually, yes. You can pay with a credit card on that website. There, I believe there is also the option to pay with SNAP, otherwise known as food stamps, on the website. There, I should also mention that our markets all accept SNAP, EBT, food stamps, and also double up food bucks, little coupons that are given for when you buy produce with SNAP EBT.
All right, very good. And find all that information online. Again, that's produceinthepark, atlanticiowa.com. And if you have any questions, that'll pretty much answer them all for you right there. Well, lots of great stuff for indoors, outdoors, in the garden, in the home, on the table coming up for your holiday weekend as well. Check all that out here at the Spring Celebration Market as part of Produce in the Park. And look forward to the spring season here soon when we can have some of those outdoor activities going again with Produce in the Park and all the other fun activities. Brigham, thanks for the time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Jim.